Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Was flipping through your fine editing work and came across a podcast episode for context. We're cutting up the responses from coaches about advice for players and families as they go through the recruiting process. Keep an eye out on Instagram. But there was one that I thought was pretty interesting and worth talking about now, because we're kind of getting into that window where things are getting a little bit more active. Coaches are out. You're going to see some guys start to commit and all that kind of stuff. But a big takeaway from one of them was kind of control the controllables in a certain sense, and don't get distracted by things that don't immediately impact you as a player, and really try to focus on the things that you can do to develop and the things that you can do to execute your recruiting plan. I think it's very easy in today's world with social media to get caught up in what other people are doing and concerning yourself with this guy committed there or that guy committed here, and losing focus on the fact that you need to continue to get better. You need to continue to be diligent about what you're doing, and really try to focus in on the things that directly impact you and not things that are going to take your focus away from the important tasks that you have over the next 6 months or the next 18 months, whatever your timeline is from a recruiting perspective. And I just figured that, you know, kind of given where we're at, I think it's a pretty good topic to hit on and just throw this out as a reminder to folks as we get into the high school seasons and guys are getting prepped up and coaches are going to start hitting the road, that it's more important now than ever to stay dialed into your process and stay dialed into your development.
Yeah. Sorry, I was scrambling to find my mute button there. No, I think it's paramount for people right now because, you know, high school baseball in the Northeast is kicking off. It is St. Patrick's Day. So a lot of high school baseball will start to be played here in the coming weeks. And, you know, I know we didn't necessarily cut one, but it, from a recruiting standpoint, the Division I's are now allowed to go out on the road. They're live starting March 1. So you're going to start seeing college coaches that are going to be, you know, probably a little bit more local, following up on guys that they saw in the fall, seeing what they can do in the spring. And, you know, the biggest thing is that, like, this is already going to be a pressure pack situation. The more that you add in things that you cannot control, the worse it could potentially snowball for you. You know, you still want to make sure that you're in the weight room. You want to make sure that you're still developing. You want to make sure that you're showing up and you're playing the game hard. You know, you want to have some juice and some motor when you're out there playing. You know, the effort, the hustle, all of those things are completely within your control when you're playing in these games, right? You know, you control your effort. You control your energy level. You control your hustle. All of those things that, you know, coaches are looking for that they don't necessarily have to coach, and it's not necessarily a skill set standpoint. You know, they're kind of evaluating early on, and, you know, you can do yourself more of a disservice in not being able to do that stuff because you're focused on, you know, some long end game result that needs to play out over the course of the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months before you even make that decision, right? So, you know, thinking that you're going to, you know, get an offer and commit in early March or late March, early April is fool's gold. You know, you want to play the long game, and you want to make sure that you're able to control all the things that are well within your control. And that's your development, it's your effort, it's being in the weight room, it's your hustle. It's, you know, what do you look like, your body language. You know, the one that really got released today was on body language. All the things that you can control that'll be green flags for coaches when they actually show up and watch you play. And look, some coaches might not even see you play in your high school season. They might not see you play until May, right? Like you never know when they're going to actually show up and watch you play. You want to make sure that you are who you are when nobody is watching, so that when people do watch, you are the same person that they get to see when they get to come evaluate you.
And it's one of those things, it's easier said than done, right? And we've talked about this. So we never went through this, right? We didn't have social media. We didn't have, I think Facebook became like a real thing while we were in college. And I think it's hard. And I think it's harder on kids now. And I think it's much easier said, but it has to be said, right? If you're a kid going through the process right now, you have to block out that noise and you need to focus on you in your process, right? Doing the things that you need to do to develop, doing the things that are required of you to contribute to your team and have a successful high school season, right? We just had Jeff Kane from the Naval Academy on. And one of the things that he talked about is like, we look for guys who continuously perform. Like, let's put our focus on going out there and performing well and contributing to wins and being a good team player, and focus on that stuff on the day to day. Focus on making sure that you're getting in the weight room, focus on that you're getting your extra swings in, that you're staying on your throwing program, and don't waste energy on the periphery, on the stuff that ultimately isn't going to impact you. Some guy committing to a program doesn't mean that you can't commit to a program. This isn't a zero sum game. And this is that time of year where people get a little bit antsy. They start to feel like there's a little bit of pressure because they're starting to get back out on the field and they know that coaches can kind of get around. Whatever you can do or whatever you have to do to take a step back, take a deep breath, don't let that stuff sink in, seep into what you're trying to do, and make sure that your process is about your process and doing the things that you need to do to put yourself in a position to be recruitable. I don't know if there's another way to really say it. And I hope that some people can take this to heart, you know, specifically the young players are going through this. Don't add stress to an already stressful process unnecessarily.
No, I think, you know, we're in a world of Twitter and Instagram where you have, you know, exit velos and arm velos and swings and all this stuff being tweeted out by, you know, all these organizations, and people are looking for validation in those tweets. And I think that it's your priorities are not in the right place if you're worried about those types of things. Because while, yeah, it looks cool on Twitter and your name is out there and maybe it makes you, you know, validate a little bit more of what some of the work you've put in over the course of the year or the off season, excuse me, you know, the real value comes in, can you do this in game, right? You know, anybody can show up and take really good BP and take a couple ground balls or let one loose inside from a throwing standpoint, like, but can you do this when the lights are on and in game? Because ultimately that's what's going to get you recruited. So yeah, it's cool that, you know, some of this stuff flies around and you can see, you know, what you've done on Twitter and on the interwebs comparative to other people, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's all well and good if, you know, unless you can actually do it in game. If you can't go out there and find success from a gameplay standpoint, then it's all for naught. You know, so I think, you know, that part plays along too, because we spent the off season building up to this. You have some of these showcases that kick off right before the high school season, and, you know, guys want to kind of be validated what they've done. But, you know, your validation is going to come when you can do it in game and coaches start to take notice and people start to recruit you, and, you know, you can go that route, and that becomes your validation, not the social media aspect of what's going on in the recruitment process. Because if that's what you're looking for from a validation standpoint, and that's what you're ultimately shooting for, then you're going to fall short of what your goals are to actually go play college baseball, because they're not, and no one necessarily cares, you know, what you can do in a showcase, because the game is not played in a showcase setting. You know, your metrics and those things will open up some doors, but ultimately when they show up to see you play, because you do have those metrics, you got to be able to go do it when the lights are on and actually do it in pressure pack situations so that it shows up and shows out there.
Well said. I have nothing else to add. What about you?
Nothing.
Do you want to add to what you already added?
No, I don't. I don't really have anything else to add. Right. I am added out.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Focus on the things you could control. Put some good effort in. Get after it. And tune in next week for some more In the Clubhouse with AMB Baseball. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.